Hello, and welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Tammy Holland, reading Brook Trout by Melissa Quasney. Brook Trout. 6 rubies in a row on its golden flank, more distinctive than the smallness of its name. I teach her brook trout, quick, before its life sighs out of it, though it dries while I pull at the hook. I teach her red-winged blackbird, who nests in the cattails that look instead like drumsticks she's seen her family use at powwows. She asks, why don't I have an Indian name? She wants to pan for gold in a place I know to be much the same as here. Dark pines, a creek too small to swim in, yet Grizzly Gulch, she pleads, her own Golconda. We watch the tiniest fish run for the last scrap of worm, then frighten and disappear under the bracken. I teach her lilac because we planted it, black oil sunflower. Wonder what would be her name if she could choose it. Her grandfather once told me the Cree story of Wasakachuk, first man like Adam, so he got to name things. Who came first, the fish or the stars? The stars, I tell her, though by now I am a bit confused. Are we talking of her tradition or mine? I think it's a miracle, she says, to try out that new word. She says, Mary, Jesus, God, and now we're both confused. Lucky, another brook trout comes spinning above the stream. I say, a woman is not named Rose because she smells like them. That was Brook Trout by Melissa Quasney from her book, Reading Novalis in Montana, published by Milkweed Editions. I'm Tammy Holland.